Amna ve ya khol of Hilchos Chanukah and the Rambam Perek Dalet, the last three halachos, halacha Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. We'll see the Magen Mishnah and discuss outside of Meshech Chochma very quickly. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, mitzvah chavivahi ad ma'od. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of making sure to light the Chanukiah is a beloved mitzvah very much. V'sarach adam lehizahir ba. We have to be cautious and careful to fulfill this mitzvah. It's not just lighting a candle, but by doing so, it causes people to recognize the miracle that Hashem's hand was involved in that time of history, which will in turn cause people to extend themselves in their praise to Hashem, and then hopefully to reflect upon other miracles that Hashem does for us. If a person doesn't even have the basic necessities, el min hasadaka, all they have is the ability to collect charity. Not necessarily does it mean that one has to starve or to go without any clothing, but figuratively one should even sell their own garments in order to purchase oil or candles in order to light. And the Rambam is not telling us that a person should necessarily have to do that, but it's just showing that how valuable and important and beautiful this mitzvah is, that a person should have the desire to want to fulfill the mitzvah to the point that they would want to do such a thing. Halacha Gimel, harsha'ein lo ela pruta achas. A person only has the smallest amount of money. We saw this in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, fund of kiddush hayom hadlokas ner Chanukah. You have enough to purchase cup of wine for Kiddush on Shabbos day, or to use that money to purchase candles for the Chanukiah. So he says, "Maknim likno shemen lahadik near Chanukah." A person should buy candles for Chanukah, and that's more important. Al hayayin lekiddush hayoyim, more important than wine. Hoyel v'shneihem medivrei sofrim, since both of them are rabbinic. Even though Kiddush you can maybe say is deraisa, but once a person acknowledges the Zachar Shem Shabbos in other ways, in their davening, for example, then that deraisa has already been fulfilled, and now the Kiddush is only the Rabbanon. So they're both rabbinic, and therefore, Mutav L'Haktim Ner Chanukah Sheish Bo Zikar Hanes, because it has in it the acknowledgement of a miracle, or pursuing Nisa, to publicize a miracle, that's something in which takes precedence, that comes first.
And
That's not during the day. You can't make Kiddush during the day on Challah, but at night, you're right. That's another valid reason. It doesn't bring that down, but that's true. The last halacha in Hilchas Chanukah in the Rambam is halacha Yadalad. Ha'ilafon of ner beisov and ner Chanukah. A person has only enough candles. It doesn't say you don't have any money. Let's say you're pressed for time, and all you have is enough candles to either light for your home, or for Ner Chanukah, for the Chanukiah, or Ner Beiso v'Kiddush Hayom, candles for the home, which is referring to Friday night for the Shabbos candles. Ner Beiso Kodem, he says that you should make sure you have candles lit in your home. That comes first, Mishum Shom Beiso, because the importance of having peace in one's home, so the person will not trip over things, so that way it's strategically placed in different locations, so that Shalom Bayis is upheld. Shahari Hashem Nimchak Lasei Shalom Ben Ish L'Isho. As we find in Parshas Naso, that Hashem would even allow his own name to be erased when it came to the soot, to the wayward rebellious wife, in order to be able to promote peace and harmony in a family, in a home. And then the Rambam concludes, Gadol HaShalom, so important is peace, Shekol Torah Nisna Lasei Shalom, that the Torah was given in order to be able to ensure that peace will come into the world. That is the, certainly focusing on other religions, maybe they don't necessarily believe in that. But that's what the Rambam concludes Hilchos Chanukah. It says that Shalom is so important that the Torah was given in order to promote peace in this world. Shenemar darche darche noam v'chol nesivoseh ha-shalom. And on this the Magen Mishnah tells us, quoting the words of the Sifri, He says the following, that Gadol HaShalom, that's so great and important, is Shalom, peace, Shechismehen Shel Kol HaBrachos Shalom. At the end of all of the brachos, we always end off with that last blessing, the ultimate bracha of Shalom, as we find when it comes to Berachas Kohanim. He concludes, the Magen Mishnah does, quoting the sentence, Shenemar Yisa Hashem Ponav Elechem Yosem Lecha Shalom, of course, in the Shemoneh Esrei, also is the Indian of Shalom. And on this, we'll conclude with one last thought, the thought of the Meshech Chachma, that discusses that when it comes to the Chagim, one should not make the mistake to think that the reason why we're celebrating the various holidays, such as Purim or Chanukah, is because we're so happy that our enemies fell. You know, the Pasuk says, "Bin v'leivchal tismach," we cannot rejoice when our enemies fall. But rather, we're celebrating now that the war, the battle, has been completed. Now we're able to live in a time of peace. And that's truly what's being celebrated, as we see clearly when it comes to Purim, that the war took place on the 13th of Adar, and only on the 14th, as it says, that the Nahu, once they rested, that's when they were able to celebrate. And in Shushan, as they did not rest until the 15th, that's why Shushan Purim is the day after. And on Chanukah, as we've discussed, the word Chanukah, some say, is a break of two words, Chanu, Chafhei, that they rested on the 25th. One should not make the mistake to think that we're celebrating the military battle. Certainly, it was a miracle. But the thing that we're really celebrating, as the Rambam concludes Hilchos Chanukah, is that we're able to live in a world of shalom, of peace.